At this time, I would like to introduce, I'm sure you don't need any introduction, everybody knows him, on the waterfront, I'm sure, and many people uptown, and one of us, Harry Lundberg, President of Seafarers International Union, North America.
San Francisco, the guests, brothers and sisters, it's a pleasure for me to be here. I'm speaking on behalf of the Seafarers International Union of North America, all its organizations who couldn't be here, from the Atlantic and Gulf District, from the Canadian District, from the Great Lakes District, from the fishermen in Alaska and the fishermen up and down the coast, and from the Sailors Union Pacific. The Sailors Union Pacific are your next door neighbors, which you know. We certainly are happy that you're coming up to live alongside of us. We felt for a long, long time that the organized seamen on the Pacific coast should be together, like we used to be in the past. It is nothing new that the sailors, firemen, and cooks were part of one organization. In 1885, the Sailors Union was organized right in this town. In 1901, the Marine Cooks and Stewards was organized in this town, and we're all part of the International Seamen's Union of North America. The president of that organization, who did so much for the American seamen, not only on the Pacific coast, but all over the world, Andrew Furisett, who started his organization, and who fed the American seamen through his efforts in the legislative field and to pass the Seamen's Act, we mustn't forget these people who made it possible for us to continue and build organizations. We had very good relations. We worked together as a unit for many, many years. It is true that in the 1921 lockout, or strike as you may call it, when the shipping industry, together with Admiral Benson or the shipping board, chose to join hands to break the unions, we know we lost that strike. We know also the unions went back for many, many years. And those of us who sailed those days, we know the condition we enjoyed and the non-union condition. We had no strength because they broke us, at least temporarily. And as a result of that, the man that went to sea for a living was paid a big sum of $40 a month, and if you were lucky, you got 50. In some of the intercoastal ships, you got $32.50 a month, and that made you work 56 hours a week, and field days on top of it. And if you squawked, they fired you. If you carried a union button, you couldn't get a job on the ship. They had their pink holes up and down the coast, east and west and south. But you've got to go in like a crumb and look for a job with a cap in your hand, just like a dog, to get the lousy job for $32 a month. That is the condition the ship owners gave us. See, that's what the condition they gave us. Then we were not strong. And it is partly our own fault, because when we lost the strike, lots of men got disgusted and they thought they could do better by themselves, which was a folly, and we learned it. We realized, however, and we had our organizations, but they weren't very strong. We realized, however, finally, when we were beaten down so bad, And the companies were so rotten that the legitimate seamen didn't want to go to sea anymore, that we had a fight to get the conditions back and get back in the Union again. And from then on, we reestablished and built the conditions we now enjoy today. Now, in this beautiful building, for instance, now, you, as members of the Marine Cooks and Stewards Organization, you go to sea for a living. You don't have to run all over the waterfront with a cap in your hand to get a job. The job comes out of here. You sit here in comfort. You enjoy yourself. You read. Nobody's policing you, pushing you around. You're in clean quarters, your own quarters. Job comes up. When your turn comes and you can qualify for the job, you get a job. You don't have to be at the beck of any crimp or any shark who wants to get the fin out of you to get you a lousy job or whatever it says. Now you're your own masters. You get your own job. The Seamen's Organization on the Pacific Coast has always led the fight for conditions of the American seamen. And I'm glad to see that again, we are together as a unit, sailors, firemen, and cooks. When you're aboard of a ship, you eat the same kind of a chow, you sleep in the same kind of a bunk, you mix together. It is very common sense that you should be together. We know that the Communist Party tried to divide and split the American seamen. We fought them up and down the East Coast and the East Coast also. To my knowledge, in the time I started to go to sea, and up to now, and I started many, many years ago, and I went to sea for a long time, regardless of what somebody thinks, Communist Party at no time did the American seamen any good but disrupted them. The only time you ever got any conditions from the seamen was when you stood together in the clean trade union. And let me say, when you stood together under the American Federation of Labor banner, the American Federation of Labor has been very good to the seamen. They have helped us over many a hurdle. And we ourselves naturally have to fight. You can't expect people to do a job for you. You've got to fight yourself. The condition today, we recently finished a labor negotiations with the ship owners on the Pacific Coast, which raised our wages, which will come before the membership shortly, which raised the membership of the seamen from $24 a month up to $44 or $46 a month across the board and overtime. We did this at this time with a ship owners. It took us about a half an hour. Now, I remember the day that we were on a strike on this cost for 101 day for a $10 bill. And that's not so many years ago, because most of you guys were there. Now, maybe the ship owners are respectful. We are happy that we met down with the ship owners and discussed a mutual problem without having to go out on a strike for 30 or 90 days or 100 days as in the past. We are glad that the employers, not only the ship owners, but the employers as a whole throughout the United States have recognized the fact that they must deal with bona fide trade unions. An American trade unionist within the American Federation of Labor and the labor movement as a whole is an asset to the community. So are the seamen today. We are an asset to the community. You remember what they used to say over in New York, outside a doghouse, sailors and dogs not allowed on the green grass. The fact remains that the American seamen are tradesmen. You follow a trade, the same as any man ashore. Same as the machinist. You're not the roustabout. You're a legitimate tradesman. You have now come to the point that you have conditions that you can support a family with, but you never could before. You don't need any handout from any charity organization or any corporate joint or any mission on the waterfront. You've got your own homes. You've got your own strength. You've got your own conditions. We don't ask for charity. We ask for recognition and respect, and we got it. We might have taken the hard way, but we got it. So today, we are here, in spite of the attempt of these feeble-minded comments to never learn a lesson, regardless of how many times you knock them down. We are here to dedicate an organization's building whose job it is to get the conditions for the man that goes to sea for a living, decent conditions, decent wages, and for your treated with respect the same as every American trade unionist. That's all we are after. We don't care about these philosophies of these commies trying to peddle around here that is going to give you pie in the sky when they get control. We know what happened in Russia. We know what the Soviet state is working for. They're not working for the 40-hour week. That is enabled by the steam in the Soviet government. You think he gets $453 a month? No, he's getting nothing. He's lucky if he gets peanuts. He works 12 hours a day. And when the commissars tell you, you work. We are in a free society. We are in the United States, the big, greatest country in the world. We are citizens. We are helpers. And we love this country. And we love our unions. We are happy. We are happy that they can be in the country so we can organize and get conditions like that. Now, on behalf of the American seamen within the Seafarers International Union, and on behalf of the Sailors Union Pacific, I want to say it has been a pleasure for the Sailors Union Pacific to spearhead a fight to reorganize the Marine Cooks and Stewards, because we know the Marine Cooks and Stewards are brothers of the Sailors Union Pacific. It took us a little time, it took us a little fighting, it took us a little money. We had plenty of help from the American Marines and Labor. Brother Haggerty Hale was one of the key helpers we had. Brother Goldberger in the Labor.